Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a principal stealing coffee, the death penalty, and Coke in the boat. It's all coming up right after this.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Guy walks into a bar, and behind the counter are some signs of cheese sandwiches, $2, hand $10. Okay. I said, excuse me, miss, but are you the lady to give the hand? She says, yes, I am. He said, well, wash those hands and fix me a cheese sandwich.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we have a lot to get to, but we turn now to Christy Lee at the news. Have we missed anything?
A school principal in Japan has been fired for stealing coffee.
Yeah, this is, and this,
this
by
is
the
a
way,
really sad story, actually.
Who is this now?
He's a principal in Japan.
Okay, he stole coffee.
But you're thinking, okay, maybe he raided the canteen at school. No, wait till you hear what happened.
According to the Straits Times, the incident occurred in Tagasago, where a convenience store worker witnessed the man pressing the button for a large cup of coffee, despite paying for only a regular-sized coffee. The Japanese daily Asahi Shimbun reports after he was caught.
Either way,
we already started the joke.
Either way, Asahi Shimbun is Asahi Shimbun is. I'm sorry, would it probably mean something very serious? But it sure sounds funny to me.
After he was caught, the man admitted that he upsized his coffee without paying three times before. At the same store and four times at another store.
Oh, so he's a menace.
He told board officials he acted on impulse and that he was truly sorry. The man was dismissed from his job.
Good.
His teaching license was revoked, and he was denied his retirement pay.
That's right.
A decision some critics say was disproportionately severe to the monetary losses that were incurred.
This sounds like a
disproportionate.
Oh, the guy's a monster.
No, it's like a psychological thing, I think. Think about it. I mean,
well, why can the one guy walk around with a kilt on and stick things up his bum and nothing happens? He didn't lose his retirement.
Well,
but
we don't know.
I doubt he had a retirement to lose.
We don't know what happened to that guy. He was arrested, charged. Yeah, he was arrested for sure.
No, you can't you can't go around stealing coffee like this and teach our children.
Oh my God!
You're only teaching them to be thieves.
I think this is a.
You think he's got something else going on?
I think
there's
a mental health disorder that I think Once again, we need a qualified psychiatrist.
Maybe he
sounds like he's a good person.
Frugal.
It sounds like he's a good person that sort of needs to get away with something.
Yeah.
There's a
not to be trusted.
Disproportionately severe. I agree. This is not a good thing.
I don't want this guy to go take one of those plastic forks at a 7-Eleven and commit Harry Carey because he's
Hari Kari. You don't put on glasses and announce a baseball game.
That's exactly where my head went. I was like, wait.
Is it really Hari Kari?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had no idea.
People say Harry Carey, but they're
wrong. The point is, well, Josh, so you're suggesting, Josh, this guy should take a plastic knife from a 7-Eleven, walk out to the front, get down on his knees, and disembowel
That's right. He shamed his family and his ancestors. That's what one does.
So in America, we've got teachers that have OnlyFans accounts, and people are upset that they're getting fired.
Nobody's stealing in that case.
Have you seen Mrs. Frompson showing her beeve?
Teaching the student how to be entrepreneurial and make money with what the Lord gave her?
And she may not be showing it. She may just be wearing a bathing suit.
Exactly.
Oh, I doubt it's showing it.
She was, Pat. Do you know that? Did
not
you
for
look?
A fact, but
one of the ones I saw. She really? Wasn't. She wasn't playing cornhole, but there was a cornhole in the photograph.
Oh,
this guy's got some kind of a problem. They're overreacting.
I don't know about that. I think you take away his retirement. You make sure he lives in squalor for the rest of his life.
Okay. I'll put this in terms you can understand. So let's say you go to Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
And you order a so-called grande.
Sure.
And they give you a so-called venti, the bigger size.
Yeah.
Do you walk back in and go, I'm sorry, you gave me this is too much. Here's 75 cents or whatever.
I would maybe say something, but you realize that's not at all what happened here. The guy stole.
That was their fault, and they would have given it to you.
Right.
It's not his. That's totally different.
It's
a self-serve situation.
Well, that is a good question. I think I would go, you know what? This isn't the size I ordered. You know what I would do? I think I would just tip the barista. Instead of, Starbucks doesn't need the money. I would go, hey, you know what, here.
So then now you're encouraging this guy to start giving people extra coffee.
That's exactly right.
So here,
next time threw it under his face.
Yeah. Remember me, huh? I'm the one who threw you 60 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Richie Rich.
I tip with change because the baristas like to hear their money being earned.
Ring a bell.
I put it on my, I flip it, and king, clang, chang. And they always smile as they're picking it up. Off the floor.
It's the only change in there.
And then they take those dirty fingernails and hand you your croissant.
Tom, how many times you drop a quarter, let's say? I know it's been a while since we've all handled sort of change.
What's that sound it makes again?
You drop a quarter. I don't remember. It may have been inadvertently offensive. You drop a quarter and you go to pick it up off the ground and it kind of clack, 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 and you can't quite... How long before you just walk away and leave it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't pick it up.
Yeah. Where you just go, screw it. Too many people are watching me try to get this thing.
A quarter?
Yeah. Well, Ace, I know you probably have an electromagnet in your pocket. You just dangle down.
These are all good questions.
Christy, how about you?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
I know.
Well, I'll drop a quarter on the floor here. You bend over again.
It's hard for me to pick up change. I admit, it's hard for me to pick up change because of my nails. They're thicker than... It's so I kind of tend to leave it.
You are a total badass.
You know what I think? I think the next person will find it, may need it more than I do.
Well, that's nice.
That's a BS justification. If I've ever heard one of my life.
Anyway, this guy got what he deserved.
Yeah.
I can't see from here. Hold up your fingers for me, will you, please?
She has long nails.
I have long nails, too. Yeah.
Are those real?
Yep. They are.
Do you have a special toothbrush to
get
the undersides of them after going to the toilet?
I have a nail brush.
You understand what he's asking you?
I don't know what you think goes on when people go to the bathroom.
He thinks you just Freddy Krueger your ass.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but there's nails in their butt.
Look how happy he is, though.
Whenever I see that world record, the lady who has the 6-foot fingernails.
Well, that is a good question.
Yeah. Again, you need talk about the need of a psychiatrist.
You
Jesus.
Have a buddy, yeah.
Oh, that's insane. How do you drive? How do you do the dishes? And of course, how do you handle the most personal activity in the backside? You can't with your nails that long. You're gonna, as you put it so elegantly, Freddy Krueger, Freddy Krueger the chocolate starfish.
Oh my God,
it's a great movie.
You've done some good work here. I'm sorry. What else have you got on the news, Christy?
Italian authorities have arrested a gang of robbers.
Hey, we gotcha.
Mostly in their 70s. According to The Guardian, the gang is responsible for stealing nearly $215,000.
That's right.
From a post office in May of last year. La Repubblica reports that one of the group's planned robberies was thwarted because an elderly gang member...
Crapped himself?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Incontinent. Yeah.
Was having incontinence issues and needed an operation on his prostate.
They're not going to have that when they make the movie Ocean's AARP.
The run of heist came to an end after the
What do you mean Denny had to crap?
Burglary of a post office in the Don Bosco area. The gang's leaders were 70-year-old Attilio DeWitt, nicknamed the German.
I'm the German.
Who became renowned in the mid-90s after a sophisticated heist of a bank near the Spanish Steps, and a 75-year-old who played the role of lookout.
Well, if you keep reading, they pulled their getaway car over. They were going 27 on the freeway with the blinker on and classic.
How a day of catches.
Yeah, well, they robbed the place. Though they robbed the place in the middle of the night, 8 p.m.
Bedtime.
You know, hey, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what retire. Social Security's like in Italy, but apparently not very good.
Do we do the heist before or after NCIS?
I got to wait for Jeopardy.
I still like A Murder, She Wrote. It's so funny because the premise is she's a writer, but now she gets involved in
that. To Jessica, one smart cookie.
Yes.
Authorities in Arizona say a man recently released from prison stole a tractor trailer full of high-end sports cars. Why? Because he needed to get home, of course. The Cochise County Sheriff's Office said the incident occurred at a truck stop in Wilcox, Arizona, where the 23-year-old suspect, a Mr. Isaiah Walker, struck up a conversation with the truck's driver. Sheriff's officials said the man lulled the driver into a sense of security before grabbing the victim, throwing him out of the cab, and driving off with 10 Chevrolet Corvette C8s in tow.
Wow.
Deputies pursued the stolen tractor trailer and eventually took the suspect into custody. The 23-year-old admitted to stealing the vehicle and advised that the Corvettes were not the reason that he needed a truck. It was to get home, as he had just been released from prison. He now faces multiple charges, including 11 counts of theft by means of transportation. By the way, those 10 sports cars were valued at more than $1.2 $5 million.
Hmm. You like those?
Yeah, they're nice.
Wow. So how many sports cars, how many Corvettes were on this truck?
10.
So does he get charged for each one?
Yes.
He does?
Wow.
All 10 cars and the truck. So that's how he got 11.
So he's claiming, hey, look.
Yeah. It wasn't the cars. It was just the truck I wanted.
It's a new word for the English language.
What's that?
Cars jacking.
Yes.
And what a jet. He threw the driver out of the truck. What an ass.
Yeah.
Well, how else are you going to get
steal
him out
his
of
truck?
Well, I guess
willingly.
When he said drive them home, he meant drive them back to the prison.
Why couldn't he just ask the guy for a ride?
Well, the guy's working.
He's probably, once again, we get to the psychology of being...
He just got out of prison.
I just want to go home.
Do they often use closed tractor trailers for sports cars like that?
Yep.
Not the open air ones that you
usually
see?
Usually.
Gotcha.
Wouldn't, I mean, this, but again, this guy claims he just did it for the ride.
Yeah.
Really? And
there's a chance, isn't there?
There's a chance he didn't know there were 10 vets in the back if it were one of the closed, like Reliable does, the big... You know, big closed-in tractor trailers.
Stole the wrong one.
He assaulted the driver, so right there.
And that wasn't even listed on the charges.
Here's a tactical question. How often do you get to go back to the same prison? And if you do you get the same cell? Or is, hey, I'm sorry, got a new guy in, you have to get your new cellmate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring Crusher up.
This is fortunately a topic I know nothing about.
Hmm. Oh, I'm just curious. I mean, because if he just got out of jail, I wonder if they'd had time to give his cellmate a new roomie.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that leave the prison system and then go commit.
Want to come back
in. Commit crimes so they can go back.
Yeah, they don't feel comfortable on the outside.
Yeah.
Can't you just ask?
I don't think so.
Is this like going to confession and making stuff up so you've got something to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sad person.
Yeah. How in the world would you have to make something up? Nobody's
perfect.
Who
is that? Yeah, who is that person?
Have you not met Chick McGee?
Yep.
That was kind of inside snark.
And it was mean. He's not even here to defend himself.
Okay.
Colombian authorities, while looking for two fishermen lost at sea, ended up uncovering 4.5 tons of cocaine in a semi.
The search is over. hey, don't worry about Luigi and Pablo. We got a ton of blow we got to get rid of.
4.5 tons of it in a semi-submersible vessel. The Colombian Navy said they had been conducting a search and rescue operation for the two men who were last seen in a canoe-type boat.
I can row a boat. Canoe? Patrick
headed towards Tumaco.
Even Ace doesn't.
Thumb down from Jason behind the glass over there. You mind your own business back there, punk.
It was during the operation that they intercepted the semi-submersible sailing on the border of Ecuador. During a search of the vessel, officials found 4 people and 205 packages that tested positive for cocaine. The drugs had an estimated value at over $137 million. Oh, by the way, they still haven't found the 2 fishermen.
I know I'm ignorant. I know this.
Okay.
But I picture beaches in Ecuador, just cocaine. No sand.
White,
it's all, yeah.
White cocaine.
Yeah. Help yourself.
Yes.
So this thing was essentially a submarine.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. But I can see why it would be worth the investment.
Yeah.
If they're going to get millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Good. Keep it off the streets.
And this will also be the opening scene in the movie Cocaine Shark. One of these bales falls in the water and then Jaws swallows her down. Next thing you do, you've got a psycho, pissed off great white.
Well, there are animals down there that will clean up all of this cocaine that's spilled in the ocean. Yeah.
What are they called?
Blowfish.
Wow. I like that.
That's the second blowfish reference we've had in a couple weeks. What do you got over there, Pat?
So we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. Yes, we'd like to know
where
you got the cocaine. That is coke in the boat. Coke in the boat. We've looked the boat over.
Coke in the boat.
Yeah. Coke in the boat. Coast Guard's watching you, when will you learn? Well, your boat drags a little in the stern, and your crew looks so nervous out at sea. Try to make these waters drug-free. There's powder in your fuel tank, so please explain why you're traveling with the cargo full of cocaine. Yeah, we'd like to know where you're taking the cocaine. Yeah, we'd like to know where you're taking the cocaine. Everybody sing now. That was coke in the boat. Coke in the boat, maybe.
Coke in the boat.
Hand the boat over.
Coke in the boat.
Coke in the boat, maybe. Ooh, yeah. We got you.
4.5 tons of it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that boat wasn't flying.
Yeah. Wow. Speaking of flying and drugs, 11 suspects have been arrested in an investigation into illegal drugs allegedly delivered by drones into a federal prison in southern West Virginia. The arrests were made from mid-December through early February, and charges include introduction of attempts to introduce contraband into a correctional facility, possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance, unlawfully operating a drone, terrorist attacks, and felony conspiracy. Man.
So you got the drone, you just...
Full of drugs, fly it over to prison.
And drop it down into the yard.
Yep.
Makes
that's
sense.
That's what they were doing.
Coke in the air.
Coke in the air. How much coke was there on that in that submersible?
4.5 tons.
They call that an Andy Dick's worth.
And in Cape Town, they've launched an investigation after a foul stench swept over the South African city. City officials inspected sewage facilities for leaks Monday. An environmental health team was activated before they found the source of the smell. It was a ship docked in the harbor carrying 19,000 live cattle from Brazil to Iraq.
I bet it does smell.
The ship has also become a target of serious criticism by animal welfare groups, but the smell was so bad that they actually had to call out the hazmat team. By the way, that ship is going to be on its way to Iraq, if it's not already, from Cape Town.
Cows in the boat, cows in the boat.
Cows in the boat, cows in the boat.
Thank you.
Cows in the boat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.